smoke with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger meets Judge Roy B.
Come on, Silver! Hey, big fellow! I'm Silver! Boy!
There was no law west of the Pecos Mountains. Rustlers, horse thieves, swindlers, and killers ravaged the cattlemen practically unmolested.
All right, boys. That takes care of the old man. I'll run these horses out of the corral.
Look, honey. $2,000 in cash. That's what our cattle brought.
Jim, behind you. Don't kill him.
Shut up. I'm taking this cash. You breathe a word about me and my pals will come back and kill your husband.
While killers raided ranches, crooks of another type operated in the towns. Crooks like Dude Durgan, the gambler in a cafe called the Jersey Lily in the town of Vinegarone.
I guess my three aces beat your king, Hutton. I'll take the pot.
Hold on, Dude. Huh? I saw that one. Dipped an ace from your sleeve.
Button, don't call me a crook unless you're prepared to draw.
I ain't afraid of that sneak gun of yours. You're a crook. Oh, my arm!
Too bad, Barton.
You dirty sneaking crook.
Hold on there. It's easy, Barton. What happened here? Roy Bean don't like shooting his cafe.
Barton's a poor loser, son.
That ain't so. He pulled an ace from his sleeve. I saw him. The deed to my leg was in that pot.
If you play, you gotta expect to lose, Barton.
Get away from me.
I'll pick up the wins.
Come on in Roy Bean's office, Barton. I'll fix you.
I'll fix my own wound. I'm getting out of this part of Texas. It ain't fitting to live in. An honest man ain't got a chance.
Barton, take it easy, will you?
I won't take it easy. What's the country coming to? Sam tried to stop horse thieves and stopped two bullets instead. Hank got cash for his cattle and got a busted head for his cash. Dude Durgan cheats at poker and busts my arm when I complain. Where's the law? Why ain't rats like these hunted down? Boys, all of you, why in the name of mercy can't we have law in the place we're living?
Hold on, all of you. Listen to me.
That's Roy Bean. He owns the cafe.
What's eating him?
He don't like fights in the Jersey Lily.
Quiet, I tell you. I have to break this hammer to quiet you. Stop drinking while I'm talking. You, Dude, and you, Barton, shut up and let me speak. Barton has made some sense. We're living here around Vinegaroon. We ought to have some kind of law, and by ginger, we will have law. I'm it.
Roy Bean, the law. Maybe we should call you judge.
Dude, that's a good idea, even if it does come from you. I'll be judge and jury. Judge Bean, that's me. Anyone care to argue the point?
You're looking at me, Bean. Well, if you take Barton's side in argument, I'll argue the point.
Hey, you put a hole in my hat. Stop it, you fool. You shot it. You shot the head off of my book.
Gents, does anyone else care to argue the point? All right, then. I'm holding court right here in my cafe. Slim, I'll make you a deputy. Take the gun away from Durgan and stand both him and Barton before bar.
He ain't fooling.
Roy Bean means it.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
It'll do. Barton, you accused Durgan of cheating at poker.
That's some pulling ace from his sleeve.
Durgan, how do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Oh, this isn't a regular court. You can't get away with it.
Deputy.
Yeah?
That's you, Slim. Search him.
Why, see here, you...
Stand still. You heard the judge.
Look. Slim found two more cards in the vest pocket. That proves he's a crooked gambler.
Oh, this is the most high-handed sort of...
Here's his money. $5 in gold.
Why,
you shut up or I'll cut your other heel off. This court finds you guilty of cheating at cards. Barton, you pick up the cash in that table and don't let me catch you gambling again till you know more about the game.
Thanks, Roy. Judge Bean.
All right. Let the whimpering baby have the money. But give me back my 100 in gold. He didn't win that.
You're fined $100 for gambling. Slim, give 50 to Barton to cover repairs to his arm. Give the rest to me for court costs. That's my ruling. Court's adjourned. From now on, I'm the law west of the Pecos. I fine you $100. That's my ruling.
Yeah, but, Judge, it ain't proved that I'm the one shot Farrell in the leg. You're taking his word again, mine.
One of your lies, and I know which one.
You can't rule without more evidence.
I ain't ruling on who done the shooting, Chip. I'm fining you for carrying a gun.
What? Why, Dad blasted everyone packs a gun.
Another $100 for contempt of court. Now shut up.
But that's $200. What if I ain't got it?
We ain't got a jail. You pay up or you hang. You got the cash?
Yes, I got the cash.
Court's adjourned. Slim, come here a minute.
Yeah, Judge.
When you collect that $200 from Chip, give me 50 for court costs and the rest to Farrell. He needed to hire help till his leg's better.
Right.
But one thing more. I want a new sign made for outside the cafe.
Yeah?
Judge Roy Bean. The law west of the Pecos.
When Judge Bean became the subject of talk west of the Pecos, the lone ranger saw smoke signals that brought him charging down a hill, through a valley, and up a long slope to the peak of another hill where his faithful Indian friend Tonto was waiting.
Whoa, ho, Silver, ho, boy. Easy, ho, fellow, whoa.
Me glad you come fast.
Very big fella. Why did you send the smoke signals, Tonto?
You know Judge Bean.
Yes, we were speaking of him a few days ago.
Oh, not right. Me in town east of here. Hear talk about Judge Bean. United States Marshal, go get him.
Why?
Plenty of people say Judge Bean no right to hold court.
Well, what's the marshal going to do?
Make him stop.
But everyone around Vinegarone approves of the way Judge Bean keeps peace.
That right.
Until the West is more settled, the law and justice must be adapted to local conditions. Where is this United States marshal?
Him go to Vinegarone plenty soon.
Oh, do you know who the marshal is?
Him named Hawkins.
Hawkins? We've met him. He's very strict.
That right. Judge Bean argue with him. Hawkins argue back. Then come gunfight.
Oh, Tonto, we're going to Vinegarone. Steady, big fella. Maybe we can get there ahead of the marshal. Come on. Come on, Silver.
Get up, scout.
Hey, what's yours, stranger?
Give me the strongest drink you got.
Don't get careless, stranger. My cafe, you get what you order and you drink what you get.
I said, give me the strongest you got and another of the same for a chaser.
You're getting it, stranger. Get a drink to the girl in that picture on the wall. Lily Langtree.
Looks like she's got a tooth out.
The gent that shot that bullet went out of here feet first.
Well, here's to Lily Langtree.
I'm a fire, water, quick!
There's the chaser you ordered, more of the same.
Oh, I can't. Oh, my throat.
Drink that chaser.
I can't do it. My mouth, my throat, my stomach. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, that stuff's got authority. Slim, I figure I got to get a new deputy.
Huh? Well, what's the matter with me, Judge Bean?
That Nestor's still on his farm.
But I've been watching him. I've done my best to catch him breaking laws, and he don't do it. He must know we want reason to run him out.
Sure he knows it. He knows he ain't welcome in cattle country.
He insists he's got a right to that land, and he's plowed and fenced.
Dread it, Slim. Next thing, there'll be more farmers here, and the first thing we know, there won't be no open range left for cattlemen.
That's what I've been saying.
You find some way the Nestor's breaking the law. He's been here about 3 months too long.
I'll do my best, Judge. I'll work on it real hard.
Critters will spoil the cattle country.
I'm looking for Roy Bean. That's your name?
I ain't been called that since I come to be the law west of the Pecos, mister.
Oh, you haven't, eh? What are you called?
Judge Bean.
Hmm. I suppose you were chosen judge in the customary way, that you're acquainted with the laws?
Stranger, people don't ask how I come to be judge. I just am. Now, do you figure to argue the point?
Well, I figured...
I don't figure just yet, Hawkins.
Eh? Oh, you...
Hey, you can't come into the Jersey Lily wearing a mask. By ginger, that's...
I want to see you outside, Hawkins.
Well, all right.
Hold on there. You with a mask?
You wouldn't shoot a man in the back, Judge Bean. Come, Hawkins.
Ed, read it. This never happened to me. What's to be done when a masked man turns his back?
I remember the last time we met. That's the only reason I'm going outside with you.
I thought you'd remember, Marshal Hawkins. That's why I didn't draw a gun.
Where'd you come from?
I heard you were on the way to Vinegarone. I hoped to speak to you before you had trouble with Judge Bean.
Judge Bean? He's no more a judge than I'm a donkey's ear.
You're going to change the law around here?
He can't run a court.
Why?
He doesn't know law. He set himself up a sheriff, judge, jury, and everything else. He can't do that.
Why not?
Well, it's wrong.
Marshal, the purpose of law officials is to maintain peace and make a community a place that's fit to live in. Isn't that right?
Yes, but...
I knew this country before Judge Bean made himself the law. He's protected the interests of honest people and punished evildoers.
He handles things to suit himself. If he needs money, he sets fines.
He keeps the peace. Marshal Hawkins, when there are more people living around here and more complicated governmental machinery is needed, it'll be different. But now...
Look here, I can't let Bean get away with it.
You think a duly appointed judge, a sheriff, court trials and juries would be better?
Why, they'd be legal.
And the man without money would suffer.
What do you mean?
The crooks would steal enough to bribe juries and witnesses. And if they were convicted, they'd pay their way out of jail.
You mean to say you're against our form of government?
Oh, our form of government is such that the people govern themselves. The people around here, who are the only ones concerned, like Judge Bean's abrupt way of doing things.
If Bean stays, there'll be no end of trouble.
Why?
He's a cattleman at heart. In fact, he owns a ranch. He's all for the cattlemen. I have a letter from the only farmer around here, a man named Samuel Prindle. Bean has done his best to make him abandon his land.
Prindle?
Yes. He's fenced and planted his land, just north of town.
Are you sure Bean wants to get rid of him?
Dead sure. And it'll be the same with every other nester who tries to settle on a grant of government land. I'm sorry, friend. I'd like to do what you ask, but... Well, Lord knows you ask little enough, but this...
Just a minute. Tonto's running toward us.
Tonto? I didn't see him around.
He saw something and went to exhibit just before I went into the cafe. What is it, Kimosabe?
How are you, Tonto?
Me all right. Me see something, Kimosabe. Maybe you come quick. Marshal Hawkins, come too.
Very well.
What'd you see?
Tonto, law want plenty bad. Him named Alamo Pete.
Alamo Pete?
Huh.
Great day of reckoning the killer.
Huh.
Are you sure there's no mistake?
Me sure. Me know Alamo Pete. See him right way toward north. See him go as if him look for trouble. Him check gun while him right way.
Come on, I'd give a month's pay to get that murdering crook.
Him ride plenty fast.
Ready, Silver. We're going as soon as the marshal's ready.
I'm ready.
Are you sure you wouldn't prefer to stay and deal with Judge Bean?
He'll be there when we get back. Maybe he can prove to me he's worthwhile by the way you'll deal with Alamo Pete. It'll be worth seeing anyway.
Get him. Get him up to scout.
Come on, Silver.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. While the Lone Ranger tried to persuade the United States Marshal to permit Judge Bean to continue as the law west of the Pecos, Tonto rushed up to report that Alamo Pete, a notorious killer, was in the vicinity and appeared to be heading for trouble. Following the distant shadow, the masked man, Marshal Hawkins, and Tonto saw Alamo Pete approaching the Prindle farmhouse.
I think he's reined up in the shadow of that farmhouse.
Yeah, that's what I think. Rein up here.
Hold still, Easy now.
We'll leave the horses here and go the rest of the way on foot.
Whatever you say, Hawkins. Steady, Silver.
Tonto, we'll stay with the horses.
You stay.
Good. Come on. If that's Alamo Pete, he's probably planning to sneak up on that house and take more lives. He must have heard that there was money in the house.
In that case, we better hurry.
I think he's the far side of the house. Can't see any sign of him.
Nor I.
That's a gun. He's done it. Come on.
Get into the house quietly, then close in on him.
Right.
Better stop running here. We'll be heard.
Right. This way. We'll go around the side of the house.
Prindle, you're too blame handy with a gun.
Me? I didn't shoot him.
Alamo didn't get Prindle.
That's too thin, Prindle.
Get near, but don't show yourself, Marshal Hawkins.
Of course Sam didn't do it. I don't know, hadn't I? I was sitting in the house with him.
Now, look, Mrs. Prindle, I saw the whole thing. That's the trouble with you nesters. You don't know the way of the cattle country. You probably saw this poor critter looking in the window and let him have it.
I didn't do anything of the kind.
Is he dead?
Sure he's dead. Bullets went clean through him.
You can look at my six-gun. It ain't been fired.
You could have reloaded it. I saw the whole thing, Prindle. I was on my way here, and I was right over yonder when it happened.
You saw me shoot that man?
I saw him looking in your window. Then I heard the shots and the glass smashing and saw him fall.
Sam, this is that deputy friend of Judge Bean.
I know it is.
He's the one that's been trying so hard to get rid of us.
Sure he is, honey. Now he's got us framed for a murder. I suppose that settles it.
See here, you scheming, conniving polecat. You can't get away with a frame-up like this.
I reckon you better save anything you got to say until we get to court.
Court? What chance will I have in Judge Bean's court?
You'll have a chance to tell your story. Now get your hat and come along.
Well, I'm a-going, too. I'll back what Sam says. Of all the ornery tricks I ever heard of, this is the worst.
Oh, you see what I mean about that man?
Marshal, perhaps this will be your chance to see how Bean administers justice.
I've seen. That deputy killed Alamo and framed Sam Prindle. The chances are the deputy sent Alamo here in the first place. Come on.
No. We'll wait and see the hearing.
You can wait if you want. I'm stepping in. They can't punish Prindle anyway. There's a reward for Alamo, dead or alive.
We'll wait, Hawkins, and keep your voice down.
I'm hanged if I will. Oh. Hi, Savvy.
Yes, I have your gun.
All right. I'll go your way.
We'll go back to town quietly and find some place near a window where we can watch and hear what goes on in Judge Bean's court.
Watch your talk. There's a lady just come in. Hey, Ginger, it's Nestor, Sam Prindle. Slim, did you bring Prindle and his wife here?
I sure did, Judge. We got to hold court. I catch Slim and a killing.
You caught Sam Prindle?
No. I'm no more guilty of murder than you are.
It's a frame-up, Judge Bean. A dirty frame-up, and you know it.
Hold on now. You say you're innocent. Slim, what's your say?
He killed a man.
All right, we got to hold court. Shorty, shove the hammer along the bar. Stop your drinking and talking. I'm holding court. Bean says there's a lady present. The fine is $100 for plain cussing and duff of fancy. Slim, tell what you got to tell.
Oh, it ain't much. I'm on my way to visit Sam Prindle. And I get close to the house and see a man looking in the window. Just some poor pilgrim looking to see if he could get grub, probably. And I hear a gun. The window smashes and the critter falls dead.
Where's the corpse?
Right outside the window of Prindle's house.
What do you got to say, Prindle?
Oh, what's the use of me talking? You're determined to run me out of this country. You won't believe me.
Prindle, tell me your side of the story.
Mary and I were sitting at home. I heard two shots and a bullet smashed the window. Both of us ran out of the house, me with a gun in my hand.
I was right behind him.
That deputy of yours comes up on the run accusing me of murder. It wasn't until then that I saw the man sprawl on the ground.
One of you two is a downright liar.
That's right, Judge Bean. And I wouldn't have reason to lie.
Who's the dead man?
Judge, he's the critter that was in here a while ago. One that won the strongest drink in the house.
Did you search him to see if he had anything with his name on?
Yep, and he didn't have. He had cash, though. Here it is.
All right. I'll take charge of this till the thing's settled.
It's settled now, as near as I can see. You'll find me guilty and hang me.
Prindle, I admit you ain't welcome around here. This is cattle country. Offhand, I'd say you was guilty, except for one thing. You ain't a fool.
What?
You ain't fool enough to commit a crime knowing how the cards are stacked against you.
But, Judge...
Don't interrupt me, Slim. As I was saying, Prindle, you ain't a fool. You wouldn't shoot a man without good cause.
I believe Slim's story.
Yeah, me too.
Hang the nester. Here's our chance to get rid of him, Judge.
Order him to get out of the county or hang him.
When everyone in the cafe clamored for Judge Bean to find Sam Prindle guilty, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and the Marshal listened and watched at an open window.
Now, Hawkins, what chance could that man have against a jury made up of men in this community?
What chance had he with Roy Bean?
Let's wait and see.
Quiet down, you mavericks! Quiet down! You ain't ready. What sort of demonstration is this in a court of law?
Court of law?
Fine chance a man has to get justice here.
Quiet! Next time anyone pops out in court, I'll fine him for contempt. Prindle, you can see what's thought of Nestor's.
I know. You can decide to hang me, and your order will be carried out before breakfast time.
That's why I gotta be careful of my ruling. I don't know how the cattleman will take it when I rule that you get the reward money. $500 is a lot of cash.
Reward money?
What reward?
Oh, don't tell me you didn't know. Thunderation, Slim. I thought you knew the critter was an outlaw with a price on his head. Thought that's why you trailed him.
Well, I...
You say you didn't get him, and Sam Prindle says he didn't get him. I'm hanged if I know who's to get the reward.
Maybe there was a third party somewhere.
Hey, I did fire, but I didn't know I hit him.
You did, Slim?
Yes, twice, in fact. And I could have swore I saw Prindle firing from inside the house at the same time. Well, I didn't figure to hit the critter. I was just going to get the drop on him.
Maybe there was a third party. But you should get part of the reward for trailing the crook.
I did that, Judge. I followed him from the time he left here. We can look around the Prindle place in daylight. We don't find the footprints of a third party. I reckon it'll be me that got the critter.
We'll have to make dead sure Sam Prindle didn't fire a shot.
Well, I thought he did, but I could be mistaken. He looks like an honest man.
That's right, he does. Slim, you won't rebuzz it. You killed that man.
Well, I thought...
When I made you think that was a reward, you took a mighty quick turn to claim it. You figured to frame Prindle. You told that man to go to Prindle's place and followed there and shot him, and then arrested Prindle.
You mean to say
I
that...
don't know anything about a reward. As far as I know, that gent called Alamo weren't no more crook than I am.
Now, Judge,
you knew I wanted the Nestor out of here, but bless your hide, you didn't need to frame him.
Well, maybe it was a third party.
You'd know if it was a third party. If so, daybreak will show tracks. If there's no tracks, you hang. If you're guilty, you got from now till daybreak to put miles between you and Vinegaroon. Sam Brindle, you're dismissed. That's my ruling. One more thing. The corpse trespassed on your land. I fined him the amount he had in his pocket. Here's the cash. I'm taking $25 for court fees. You take the rest and pay the burying.
Judge, you did give me a square shake.
Now, Dad, read it. Watch yourself. You can see how far men will go to get rid of you.
Just a minute, Bean. I want to talk to you.
It's you again. Well, wait till court's adjourned.
I'm Hawkins, United States Marshal.
Well?
It happens that there really was a reward offered for Alamo Pete.
There was?
Yes, and there was a third party at the scene.
Hey, you see, Judge Bean?
Wait a minute. But the third party didn't fire a shot.
Then I got claim to the reward.
Slim.
Huh?
Shut up. You got Alamo, all right, but you done it figuring to frame the Nestor. I'm hanged if I'll see you get that reward.
Well, you can't prevent it. Can you, Marshal Hawkins?
I don't know what he can do. I never saw such a fantastic court.
We gotta have law in this country west of the Pecos, and I'm it. Anytime the citizens don't like my brand of justice, they'll likely hang me.
How much is the reward, Marshal Hawkins? $500.
Oh, that's downright peculiar. That's just the same amount as Slim's fine comes to.
Fine? What fine?
Trespassing on Prindle's land, misuse of your authority as deputy, perjury in this court, making false arrest of Sam Prindle, and willful destruction of property. You busted Prindle's window. 5 counts and $100 each.
Of all that down,
you
right?
Finish that speech and I'll slap on a fine for contempt of court and you'll work without pay for the next month.
Judge, does this mean that the reward is to be paid to you?
Well, it hurts to say it, but it strikes me that Prindle's entitled to it.
Me?
You mean Sam?
If he hadn't settled here, Slim wouldn't have tried to frame him. If he hadn't have done that, he wouldn't have got Alamo Pete.
Why, you mean the reward's to go to a Nestor?
That's my ruling. Court's adjourned. Now, by ginger, I ain't hoping I can speak free. Prindle, you had a square trial.
Square than I'd have had anywhere else in the West.
Well, let me tell you. You tend to your business and you don't bust no laws, because I'm just waiting a chance to rule that you got to vacate. Now clear out and take your missus. Boys can't talk free with a lady in the cafe.
Thanks, Judge Bean. Come on, honey.
Just a minute, Prindle. I'll walk to the hitch rail with you.
Marshal Hawkins, is his court legal?
It's the darndest court I ever saw. And I've seen some strange ones in the West. But I don't know anyone who could do a better job. I guess maybe it'd be a good idea to let well enough alone.
Here's our horses, honey. I'll help you out. We'll get the coroner to ride out to the farm with us. Up you go.
Thanks, Sam.
Marshal Hawkins, I'm glad you're not going to interfere with Judge Bean.
Well, good evening to both of you.
Evening.
Bye. Get up.
Get up, boy.
Now what's going on in there?
Them was just to nip your heels and warn it. Now go back to your seat and buy a drink, Lim. Next galoot that wants to start gunning for Nestor's better think twice. Those folks are under the protection of this court as long as they abide by my law. And that's my ruling.
Judge Bean will do, all right.
I'm still there!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.